know, in a couple of minutes today, and I mentioned one at the moment, we found a pile of offensive Facebook pages, one targeting the police in a very nasty way, advocating assaults on women. There are all sorts of nasty anti-Islamic stuff out there. One of the areas that worries me about cyberspace is the unaccountability of the organisations like Facebook that allow this stuff. And then there's bullying, cyberbullying. We've seen that leading to suicides. Do your kids victims of cyberbullying, internet bullying, Facebook bullying? Are you for that moment? I reckon we get an email a day with complaints about a Facebook page. Anti-trolling legislation will be introduced into the Parliament today, which at last will make somebody accountable for what is happening here. We'll get some advice on it later from our psychologist, Michael Carr-Gregg, but on the line, Parliamentary Secretary for Communications, Paul Fletcher. Good morning.
G'day,
Neil. What about these Facebook pages first? Will they be made accountable for some of the disgraceful stuff that they allow to be posted there?
Well, the law that the bill that's being introduced into the Parliament today, the Enhancing Online Safety for Children Bill, targets specifically cyberbullying material, harmful cyberbullying material targeted at an Australian child. And so if a child is a victim of cyberbullying material, what they'll need to do under these new arrangements is, first of all, complain to the service in the normal way, but then if there's no response within a specified time, which can be as short as 48 hours, depending on what the commissioner determines, then they can take the complaint to the Children's eSafety Commissioner, and if the commissioner decides that it is cyberbullying material, he or she will have the power to issue a notice against the large social media service requiring that this harmful cyberbullying material targeted at an Australian child be removed. The commissioner will also have the power to issue a notice against the person who posted the material requiring that it be removed. So there's a couple of tools that the commissioner will have under this bill being introduced by the Abbott government today.
And ultimately, what's the penalty if they don't go along with it?
Well, in terms of the large social media services, if they receive a notice and don't respond to it, then ultimately under this bill, they're exposed to a fine, which is up to $17,000 for each day that they don't respond to the notice.
Will this cover Twitter?
The precise list of which services will be so-called large social media services is going to be determined by the Children's eSafety Commissioner. The criteria in the bill, what it says is essentially it depends upon the number of user accounts in Australia. So the large ones, the large social media services, will be the ones that are covered. The final determination of which ones will be made by the commissioner, but obviously I guess we all know which ones are the big ones.
What are they? Facebook? What else?
Well, certainly Facebook is one of the big ones. Twitter is a large one as well, and there's a range of others. So it'll be an issue for the Children's eSafety Commissioner to work through and decide which services are large social media services. They'll be declared as such, and then if they're in that category and there is harmful cyberbullying material targeted at an Australian child, then there's the capacity under the legislation to issue this notice.
Twitter and bullying seem to go hand in glove. It's common, and I cop a lot of it myself, but I'm not a child. How do we define bullying?
There's a fairly detailed definition in the legislation of cyberbullying. There's a list of factors, but it's things like serious harassment, serious intimidation, that kind of thing. This is very much a set of measures directed at preserving protecting the safety of children online. Look, the internet and social media is a great forum for social interaction, and in the main, that's a very good thing. But a percentage of human interaction, whether online or offline, goes bad. At the moment, when it goes bad online, it can be very hard to get something done about it. You can report it to the major services, but if they don't do anything, it's pretty unclear what you do next. It'll now be clear if you're a child who's been exposed to cyberbullying, you'll now have the option of going to the Children's eSafety Commissioner, and this is going to be a body within the federal government that will take the lead on online safety issues.
And are you going to look at future at these some of these offensive pages that they refuse to be accountable for?
Well, the question will be whether the page is targeted at an Australian child.
So no, but it wouldn't be, I wouldn't think necessarily, but I mean, this is another area. Mm. Some of these pages are quite disgraceful. They're not pornographic, but disgraceful, offensive, racist.
And certainly those issues are raised with me as a politician and many of my political colleagues. There's obviously a balance to be struck here between free speech on the one hand and content on the other. What we've chosen to do here is have a particular measure designed to protect children against the threat of cyberbullying.
I understand. Thank you very much for your time. Paul Fletcher, Parliamentary Secretary for Communications. You ever had any dealings with Facebook? Good luck.